liked older girls so much, he'd stand at the bar with his hand so slight around his glass with his smile so tight. Oh yeah. But when he was leaning backwards, his head would fall back in the throes of sleep, a pulling at his feet and his clothes in a heap. All would turn his skin to fur, his gruff new words would start to slur, a collar around his neck would form, and Michael Bobby ears were born. He'd turn to a dog without warning. Carl liked to go down to the park. He'd sit on the park bench looking sad, looking for his canine dad. Oh, the man in the burgundy duffel coat had a terrier who looked like a goat. Carl felt a sourness in his throat, his nose moistened and turned black, his paws trapped in his haversack, his draping tongue grew inches long, his voice now howled the neighbor's song. He turned into a dog without warning. They hauled his body down to A&D. From his urine they could see he was a human oddity. Carl spent the night in a padded cell, writing home, saying he was doing great with a Polaroid of his current state. He started lusting for